Well, here I am. It's late at night and I'm out walking with the dog. It's 1:30, and by the time I get to bed it's going to be 2 a.m. in the morning, and I'm staying up far too late. But still, I spent a good bit of the day today playing with my new phone and finding out what it can and can't do. I'm still quite happy with it. I haven't got that stage of buyer's remorse. You know, when you buy something sometimes and you get it home and think, oh shit, wish I hadn't bought that. But with this, I am still pretty darn happy. It's pretty good. The problem I did come against, though, that I'm not particularly delighted about, is the fact that when I connected it up to the car radio through the USB cable, it didn't work. Now, it could be that I will be able to make it work, but I've got to do a bit of twiddling and fiddling to see if I can get it to do what I want it to do. And that I'll have a go at maybe tomorrow. I don't start work until 6 p.m. until 10 o'clock. And so I'll have most of the day to be able to do that, although I've got other things to do as well, like cut the grass in the garden and tidy the house a bit. So when my wife gets home, she's been away in France near Saint-Tropez for a couple of days, looking after a couple of students that are going on work experience in a campsite up there. So she's coming back, and I'll have to make sure everything's just spick and span, spit spot, tidy and everything like that. So, well, what else have I been doing? Well, I've just been fiddling about with the email, because for some reason I couldn't get the email to be sent out from the Spondicious Apple email I was using. I could get emails coming in okay to the phone. That was working out okay, but if I wanted to send something out, then for some reason it wouldn't go. So what I've decided to do is to set up a new Gmail account, and then what I'm going to do is have that as a catch-all account, where I've gone to all my other Gmail accounts that I was sending everything to the Apple email account originally. So I was doing a forward thing, and now what I'm doing is I'm forwarding it to the new Gmail account. So it's just kind of easier to do it that way, really. It's going to be a bit of a shame. I had a lot of things all nicely set up, like labelling and some filters and things like that. But it's not too bad. I should be able to work it out anyway. I think if I'm looking at it in the Thunderbird application, some of the filters that I've got will still work anyway. But I'm still going to have to do some twiddling and fiddling inside my email just to get it to working just right. But I'm sort of happy with the way it's going anyway. And this afternoon I called round to see a friend because he's got a new white kitten. And my dog didn't want to bite the cat, didn't even want to chase it around the room or anything. She was quite good. But then I suppose that was because she was in a somebody else's house and she was behaving herself. And friend, the dog that also lives in the house, was looking after the cat anyway as well, because he's kind of used to having the little cat around. And so Dama kind of knew what to do, so she followed the lead of her friend and didn't try and do anything with the kitten. Normally she likes chasing cats. Loves nothing better than chasing a cat. But there you go, that's dogs for you. And what else have I done? Oh yeah, I got in the post today the 32 gigabyte memory card that I ordered to put into the phone, so I've got loads of memory in there now. I think that might be one of the things with the radio. If I put some music and stuff onto that memory card, then maybe it'll play on the car radio. Maybe it's just the stuff off the main disc of the phone that it's not going to have a look at. So I'm well sorted really with memory now. Ordered another memory card as well at the same time. The other memory card was an ordinary 32 gigabyte SDHC or whatever it is card, which is for the phone, for the camera. I have a 600D, and because we're going to a wedding in Estonia in July, the end of July, I wanted to have an extra memory card for that. So I have three 32s that are available. Plus I'll have the phone with me, of course, as well, which I'll be able to use for taking photographs. I don't think I want to set it up for roaming, or if I do, I'll just turn the data off and have it just roaming for some phone calls, because I might need to be able to contact people as I'm going around in Estonia. That'll be fun. I have to check with the phone company to see if the roaming is going to be easy to set up. So, and that's the other thing I've been doing today as well. I was in the Orange phone shop, because I got my phone from Yoigo, because I had the best deal for the phone and the deal. And so I had to go into Orange because my wife's phone was putting on to Orange. And we're doing that because we've got the fixed line, the landline and internet through Orange. And if I do the mobile phone through them as well, I get a tenner discount. So instead of €12 a month for the phone line for my wife, for her mobile, we'll be paying just two, in effect. So that's quite good. She's going to stick with the iPhone, because the iPhone's a good phone. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give her my iPhone. I'll have that all set up, probably do that tomorrow. I'll be able to set it up from her computer. So I'll give it a clean wipe, factory reset, and get all my stuff off there. And then I shall do it from her backup. Mind you, that's a point. I wonder if she's been making backups of her phone. Because I wouldn't be surprised if she hasn't, you know, because she doesn't connect it to the computer all that often. You should really just have the backups done. Well, they can do backups over the air, but I mean, I think if you do that, it uses up quite a lot of the space that you have available, and it's quickly sort of eaten up and you end up paying money. Gosh, there's me yawning. I'm tired, obviously. Should be in bed, but yeah, I'm walking the dog. I thought I'd let her have a chance to go and have a whiz before she goes to a basket for the night. And we've come out so far and she hasn't done anything blue whizzing, no whizzing at all yet, so come on, dog. Get and squat and squeeze that piddle out. And she's ignoring me. She's too busy sniffing stuff. And I've forgotten all about the problem that has been going on in Santa Cristina with the people that have been going around doing robberies and stuff. So, but I think I'm fairly safe. It's a nice night, and I did look out, make sure that there was no one lurking in the garden before I went out through the door, and I looked up the road and everything as well, so I should be all right. And it's a fairly clear night. One or two clouds sort of wisping across the dark night sky, and getting a good, fairly good view of the stars. A few of the there's quite a few street lamps here that are a bit bright, so I'm kind of a bit blinded to be able to see much of the stars. But sometimes, if I'm just getting to a good spot there, I can find the stars that are up there and recognise a few of the shapes. So anyway, that's me waffling on for this one, and I'll be giving you some more details about how I get on with my new Galaxy S3. When I went into the shop, by the way, I was actually quite tempted to go for the S4. It would have been an extra fiver, but well, it would have been nice. It would have perhaps sort of I don't know, kind of lasted, because I've going to be 2 years with this contract. I mean, I will be able to get this thing made free, this thing, this phone. I'll get it to Libre, they call it here, so that I could sell it off and someone could use it on some other network, and I could buy myself a different phone. But it would be easier if I was able to maybe just say, well, I've got an S4, and well, for an S4 it should last for 2 years, shouldn't it? Anyway, so this is Dave Allen. Bye-bye now. Talk to you again soon.